Okay, we're starting Gittin Daf Yurches, and we're going to pick up six lines down on Yurches Amar Aleph at Itmar. And the sugya was discussing the Mishnah. We had transitioned from Hamevi Get to Nechta Bayayim, Benechtam Bayayim, Nechtam Balayla, Benechtam Balayla, etc. So we had discussed what happens if there was a discrepancy where the get was written by day and then signed at night. We had a machlokes Tanakam Rav Shimon, which we'll get back to at the bottom of the oven. But in the meantime, off of the digression, Itmar, Meimasai Moinin Leget. So we want to know, this is the din of Havchana. Now, the din of Havchana is that a woman, before getting married, has to wait 3 months. So the Gemara is asking, okay, now, why does she have to wait 3 months? The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Beis discusses two reasons. Two Amoraim give reasons. Shmuel says that the pasuk says liyosachal lekim lezarecha acharecha, that you need zarei, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that it's important, part of being a yid is to have zarei who's miyuchas acharav. Okay, and therefore it's a yichus issue. Rava says that no, it's a possible arayas issue, meaning if we're not tracking who which boys and girls belong to which families, he could end up with, we don't know which family, he could end up marrying potentially his sister from his father, or some other arayas, okay? And therefore, that's the concern of Havchana. We have to know who is the father of the baby, and therefore, the woman has to separate for the amount of time until it's nicker whether or not she is pregnant. So so the question here for Havchana from a get, when do we count, what's the X date? What's the date in which we say that they're considered divorced, and we can assume they were no longer together? I mean, we wait 3 months from that point. So, Rav Amar Mishas Nisina, from the time the get is actually given, the transacted, or Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. Shmuel says there's a little bit in, and we kind of did mention this, that in Rav Shimon Shita, that she loses the peiros. I'm sorry, she gets re-entitled to the peiros once the husband Nasan Einav Lagarsha. So, a similar sort of idea, that we can assume they were no longer together, and therefore the 3 month period for Havchana starts Mishas. That's what Shmuel was saying. Mishas Ksiva, even though the get wasn't given to her until later. Maskev Rav Nasan Bar Yishia LeShmuel. So we're asking on Shmuel, how could you tell me it's Mishas Ksiva? Yomru Shtei Nashim B'Chotzer Achas Zua Surav Zumateres. Meaning the husband has two wives and he leaves town. He gives each one a get, I guess, that they shouldn't fall to Yibam or whatever it was before he leaves town. And the one get is not given until a later date. So, one get is written early, one get is written later. Elish Zekidem Lozek, Sivasa Chaydish, or Shmuel Zutinasa, Yosef Beis Chadashim Zutinav Gimel. They're both his wives. It wouldn't make sense to say, when both gittin are given and delivered at the same time, that we should go back to the Ksiva and say that that's what it is. Amrle Abaya, yeah, sorry, then we were following a date. It's the day it's written in. Zuzman gita mechiachalah. Zuzman gita mechiachalah. Yeah, they're going to go based on the ksiva, and therefore, that's the piece of paper. That's what we show, and we're going to follow that for Havchana as well. Tanya kavasi. The Rav Tanya kavasi de Shmuel. So again, when is Havchana? Is it from the shas nesina of the get or ksiva? We have a brisa that would be like each shita. Tanya kavasi. The Rav hashalech get leishtei. If a person sends a get to his wife, v'nishtah shliach baderach gimel chadashim, the shliach is delayed 3 months because she gia get liyada tzrich lamtin gimel chadashim. So it's shas nesina. That's rav shita. She still has to wait the 3 months. Okay, even though the get was on the road, okay, the husband wasn't there. Now v'leget yashin ein chayshishin, and we're not concerned about the concept of get yashin. So what is get yashin? So in old, right, to translate into old get. What does that mean? That a person should not use a get yashan because it looks like the date was in the past, and if later he's with his wife, okay, Rashi says, v'taymashim yemru gita kaidem levna, she has a child later, we're going to say that the child was born from znos. Okay, because it looks like she was divorced, and then, whoops, all of a sudden, she has a child. So what happened? No. So that's why you don't use a get yashin with an older dating. So the get yashin, ein chayshishin, we're not chayshishir, shayre le nisiach anima. Since Lamaisa, he was overseas, he wasn't with her, so there's no concern about a get yashin. Tanya kavasu de Shmuel, we have a braisa that is like Shmuel, that is shas ksiva, hamashlish get leishta. If a person, again, it's also a lashon of he gives the get to a shliach to megarish his wife after 3 months. Don't give it to her until after 3 months. That's when I want you to get the get. So since we're talking about the husband said wait 3 months, After 3 months, you've already passed your Zman Havchana. If you hold that you're going based on the Ksiva, the date of the Ksiva. So that is like Shmuel. And again, now, Rav Kahana v'Rav Papi, we have a story. Rav Kahana v'Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, of the Mishas Ksiva. So, sorry, not a story, but these Amorim went from Shas Ksiva, which was like Shmuel, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Yeshua, of the Mishas Nesina. They went Basar Nesina, V'Helchasar Mishas Ksiva. We go after Shas Ksiva, meaning that we're going to go based on the date that's written into the get. Itmar. Me'emasai Ksuva. Now, we're talking about Ksuva. This is really a new sugya discussing Ksuva specifically, because since we're talking about dates of different shtaros, Itmar. Me'emasai Ksuva Mishametes. So when will a Ksuva become Mishametes? What does it mean, Mishametes? That is in regards to Shemitah. So we know there's a din that you cannot collect a debt. If it's a loan, you can't collect a debt that's outstanding after Shemitah. Okay? Again, unless you're Masr LeBezdin, you give the loan over to Bezdin, that's writing a prosbul. But so Shemitah can essentially cancel out loans. So the question is, at what point does a Ksuba become a loan? Because a Ksuba is not really a loan. A Ksuba is a Tanai Bezdin, which is going to be more like a Knas. We'll see this in a moment. But it's a Tanai Bezdin. It's not a loan. But at a certain point, it becomes a loan. So when does it become a loan? So Rav Amar Misha Tifka in Vitizkaif, once she gets partially paid back and she's Tizkaif, meaning she demands the money. So number one, she issues a demand letter. So then it converts from a Tanai Bezdin to a loan, meaning she got her get. Now the Ksuba is due. So just because the Ksuba is due doesn't mean it automatically becomes a loan. She has to be Tevea her Ksuba. Once she's Tevea Ksuba. So Rav holds that if she's not only Tevea her Ksuba, but she's also Tifkaim, meaning she draws on it. She got paid something. If she didn't get paid anything, then it's not considered a loan, and meaning she wouldn't lose it. It's not considered an outstanding loan, and it wouldn't get canceled out by Shemitah. B'Shmuel Amar Pagma, Afal Bishalei Zakva, either one. Either it's Pagma if she drew on the loan, even though she didn't demand payment yet, because again, we've seen this idea that a woman can take money out on account, on deposit. We had this in Ksubas on the Ksuba. Zakva Afal Bishalei Pagma, if she issues a demand letter, even though she doesn't collect on anything of it at all, either one would trigger it to becoming the category of a loan, in which case it would be subject to being Mishametes by Shemitah.
Like Zakah v'Beisdin, sort of? Like you're demanding Beisdin, right?
You demanded in Beisdin, yeah. Yeah. So, but again, until it's demanded, it's still just a Tanai Bezdin. Tanai Bezdin, Shemitah cancels the loan, doesn't cancel Tanai Bezdin. So it needs, so the question is what? Is it either the demand or demand and, is it either demand or Pagum, or is it demand and Pagum? Okay, so Tanya Kavasa Dura, Tanya Kavasa Dishmol. Again, we have a brisa like either one. Tani kavasu dira me'emasai ksuva mishametes. When does a ksuva become subject to being canceled out by Shemitah? Mishetifkoim b'tizkoif. It needs both. That's Rav. Pagma v'le zakva, zakva v'le pagma. If, let's say, you drew on it, but you did not demand the payment, or vice versa. Eina mishametes such a tifkoim b'tizkoif. You have to do both. Tani kavasu de Shmuel. We have a brisa like Shmuel. Oines v'knas upitoi. Uksuvas isha, so these are all enes knas and pitoy are also. They're all, these are forms of knasos. So they are tanai bezdin. So ksuvas isha shezakfan b'milva mishamtin. Okay, so if you are zakfan, meaning you demanded payment once you issued a demand, so bezdin paskind a knas. So the knas is going to go from the guy. Let's say he was the ma'anis to the father of the girl who he was ma'anis. So then once the father demands the money, so then it transitions from a knas to a receivable. It has to be paid. Okay, mishamtim. Im lav in mishamtim. Im besai niskaf b'milva mishasam ad b'din. Okay, when can it be niskaf in b'milva? Because at what point is it's considered a demand for payment? That's at shasam ad b'din. Okay, so, and just to, I just want to drill down just a little bit here. I saw, just brought that on the Achronim, how to understand what's the difference between a knas and a tanai bezdin versus a loan, and why Shemitah is Mishametes one and not the other. Like we said, Knas is a Maisa Bezdin, like Ksuba is a Tanai Bezdin, and therefore it's not considered a loan. So it has to do with the fact that as Hanachri Tigais, as Achicha Leigais, that there's an Isser to collect on that loan, to press him for payment. Okay, so that would be the Isser. Since at a loan, the chiyav, or the reason why Shemitah is Mishametes, is because the loan, it's based on the fact that someone's being Teveya. Okay, so your money is owed to so-and-so, he is considered a person who's going to come and collect a loan, so that's the yigois. But when it comes to a knas, really, there's nobody on the other end that has rights that can press you to collect it. It's something that Bezdin, it's an einish, so something that Bezdin gave you. So until it's actually this hamadabin, until he's zakfan, until he goes and he goes to issue a formal demand, so it's in the form of a knas, and therefore there's nobody really, this is between, it's almost like Bein Adam La'atzmai. Bezdin was mechayev him, but it's his einish. This is his penalty that he has to take care of, so it's not yet alone. Amar Shmuel, ksuva k'maisa Bezdin. Ksuva is going to have the din of a maisa Bezdin. Like we said, ksuva is a tenai Bezdin. So as far as we're concerned, it's going to follow the rules k'maisa Bezdin. What are we talking about? Ma maisa Bezdin echtavim b'yayim echtavim b'alayla. Then maisa Bezdin, so we're coming to differentiate from get. Get, we said, according to the Tanakhama, has to be written and signed on the same day. We're saying that ksuba could be different. Ma maisa Bezdin echtavim b'yayim echtavim b'alayla. It could be written during the day and signed at night. Av ksuba nechtemes b'yayim v'nechtemes b'alayla. Can be signed at night. Now, because, what's the din? When we talk about Maisa Bezdin is something, Bezdin is recording the Psak Din. So the Psak Din happened during the day, it already happened. So it's just a timing thing that we need to write it up. So there's no problem with it extending into night. And we're saying Ksuba could be the same thing. Meaning if the Ksuba, the date could be one, could be on the date it was written. And then, even though it didn't get signed until later, that would be fine. Not like the Tanakhama says, not like get in our Mishnah. Ksubasa de Reb Chiya bar Rav ichta b'yayim. So there was a ksuba of Reb Chiya bar Rav that was written during the day, but ichta melayla was signed at night. Hava Rav hasam. So Rav was there. V'loyam aluhu v'loy midi. He didn't say anything. He didn't protest. So the Gemara says, Lema k'shmol svirale. Does that mean he held like Shmuel? Meaning that ksuba, Shmuel just said, ksuba is like a maisa bezdin. That it can be written in Sunday night because Rav was there. He didn't say anything. So it must be that Rav agrees to Shmuel. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara answers no. Asukin ba'isa inyan hayu. Havu. There's a different reason why it was okay. They were asukin ba'isa inyan, meaning from the ksiva to the chasima, they were busy the entire time, meaning he holds that the only time there's a problem, separate thing, maisa bezdin, fine, but the only time there is a problem with getting written to sign that they're on different days is if there was a break in between, meaning you went back and signed it afterwards. But if you're asukin ba'isa inyan, you're in the middle, so then it's going to be fine. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar, but he doesn't necessarily hold that it's like maisa bezdin, that it's okay to have it written during the day and signed at night, if it's only if you're asukah by Isainian.
Tanya. The same thing about Maisa Bezdin, you can do the same thing. It's also by Isainian. Right? I'm saying they're not talking about something else. I mean.
Right, or but it could be Bezdin. It could be that with a Maisa, the difference between a Maisa Bezdin is they could write it during the day, and then they just afterwards, after the judges are all done at night, they go back home, they take it home. Go home, eat dinner, write it. I'm saying it could happen even with a break, as opposed to asukin b'yisayin. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Sadek. Leishanu elik tishain asukin b'yisayin. That the only time that it's going to be a problem is if they're not asukin b'yisayin. Meaning, according to the mandamar, who holds that you have to have the signing together with the ksiva. That's only if it's not asukin b'yisayin. Avol asukin b'yisayin, kosher. It would taka be okay again because. And Rashi here says it's kosher shari mishas ksiva nami isle kala. Right, it has to do with a call. If we're talking about a maisa bezdin, we're talking about shtarais. So it has to, what we're saying is that from the shas ksiva, since it's going to get immediately signed, so there's a call anyways at that point. What's the whole reason? Again, when we talk about financial shtarais, why do we need a call for the shiba to make sure that anybody knows that if they're buying properties or whatever it is that there is this outstanding chayv. So. If it's a loan or whatever it is. So therefore, the kol, which is what's important, you'll have from the Shas Ksiba anyways. So now, back to the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Machshir. So Rav Shimon held that you can have a get that is written during the day and signed at night. He says it's not a problem. Meaning he does not need, again, we had two ways of explaining. You know, either way in Rav Shimon, it had to do with the fact that it was Peiros. That's what it came down to. In the Tanakhama, we had a machlekes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlakish. Is it because of Shema Yechapa, Rav Mishim Basachleisoy, or is it because of Peiros? And then you have to understand what's the difference between Peiros. Rav Yochanan holds that the Peiros, the woman will only start getting her Peiros back at Shas Nesina. In Reish Lakish, so then it's a machlokes between Tanakhama and Rav Shimon in regards to Peiros. But either way, everybody's going to hold in regards that Rav Shimon is talking about Peiros, okay, whether it's Shas Ksiva or Shas Chasima, but it's Peiros, okay, so meaning that and therefore, Peiros she is re-entitled to her Peiros once the get is written. Amar Rav, my time, Shimon Kasavar, Kivin Shanasan, Ein of Lagarja, since he decided to divorce her, that's manifested by him writing a get. So obviously that means he's Nasan Ein of Lagarja, Shuv Ein Le Peres. So he's no longer going to be entitled to the Peres of the Nechse Mulug. Right, those are the assets that are going to revert back to her ownership after the divorce. So as soon as the date in the get is, she is entitled to anything. Because while they're married, the husband gets the peiros, she's going to be re-entitled to the peiros. Amar Reish Lakish, Lehichsha Reb Shimon. So this that Reb Shimon allowed, a delay, meaning you can sign the get after it's written on a different day, it's Elala Alter. It has to be immediate. Okay, what's immediate? Amal Mikan, Vada Sar Yamim. It can't be 10 days apart. That's what we're saying. Why? Chashin on Shema Pius. We're concerned that they made up. Okay? So Rashi, what is Rashi Shema Pius? Shem is Yachid Imam Havi Get Yashim. He's concerned about Get Yashim. Tesu says it's a separate thing. It's not Get Yashim because Rashi explained what Get Yashim was, that it's a concern that we're going to say that the Baneha are biznus nisabra. That's the concern that we're going to say that the woman was nisabra biznus. Here he says is that it actually is the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos says that Shema Pius, Reitz Alaymar Shema Pius Ubitol, V'Amar Getcha Nasati Batolhu. Maybe he was Mavatol the Get in Gansen, and she's still an Ashes Ish. Okay, so that's the, so it's a concern that that Get is no longer a Get, meaning if you waited too long between the writing and the signing. Reb Yechon, Amar Afilu Mekan, V'Arasar Yamim, he's going to hold, it's not a problem. Okay, and by the way, Tosfos brings in here, he asks, well, what about any get coming from Medina Sayyam? This is a long period of time. There's a difference here. We're talking about the difference between writing and signing. That's when we're concerned that the husband would be pious, that he might go back on it. But once he already sent the get off, he sent the Biyad the Shliach, it's already gone. We're not choshish that he's going to cancel it. Even after 10 days, it's not going to be a problem, meaning we're not concerned about this that they made up. Why am Isa the pious kala islay the mil? So there'll be a call. Now this is a call the other way. Meaning, when they were fighting, they were living in the house, they were gonna get divorced, so you heard, right? You heard yelling, you heard screaming, you heard glass breaking, all of a sudden everything's quiet. Seems like everything's fine. So that's the call that, oh, they must have reconciled. Okay, so there's a call, negative, right? An e-call, right? It's a silence, the sound of silence that they reconciled that would be a call. Itmar.
Which one spreads faster?
Itmar, Amar La Sara. Let's say you said to a guy said to 10 people, "Kasvu get le ishti, write a get for my wife." So Amar Rav Yochanan. So now the thing is, all 10 are going to have to sign. Kasvu Amar Rav Yochanan, shnayim mishum edim v'kula mishum tanai. So what we do is you have 2 as edim and 8 as a tanai. Essentially, what he's saying is, he wants to, it's a little bit embarrassed. He wants to embarrass his wife, right? It's a little bit of a shtach. So he wants, he makes it a tanai, essentially, when he says, all 10 of you, like, I want this to be known that I'm divorcing my wife. It's mishum bizayin. Okay, and therefore, niskaven lachtem, Rashi says, lehichtem le el levaisha. That it's to embarrass her barabim. The tanai gomer hito begetzed, the lo lehavigita elam kain chaisman by kulim. When he says 10, meaning a get only needs 2 aidim. So what is he saying, 10? That he wants, he's making it tonight that it's not going to be a kosher get unless the other 8 also sign. I want to be mevayisher. So now, Reish Lakish Amar, Kula Misham Edim. That no, he said, right, so all 10 have to be Edim. Hey, Chidami, what's going on? Elam Adolay Amar Lam Kulchem. If he didn't say Kulchem, he just said, Kasvu Get Le Ishti. So then, Vahat Tanan Amar Lasar Kasvu Get Le Ishti, Echad Kaisev Ishtayim Chaisman. All 10 don't have to sign. What are you talking about? All he said was kasu get. It happened to be 10 people there. So, elo damar laim kulchem. Elo damar lu kulchem. He said all of you. Meaning it became a tanai now that he wants all of them signed in. My benayu. What's the nafka? Minik benayu de chosem betrei. Minayu biyayma. So let's say you had 2 people signed on that day. The inach mikan marasar yamim. Let's say they waited more than the 10 days, according to the number, that waiting more than 10 days is a problem. So like this, if you hold that the 8 are signing as a tanai get, so then who cares? But if they're signing as chasumim, as real legitimate signers, then you're going to have a problem. Right? It could be possible. Inami, that's would be one nafkamina between these 2 shitas. Whether we consider the other 8 signers, or whether we consider them just fulfilling a tanai that the Baal is making on this get. Inami, let's say one of them is possible for Eidos. So if they're real Eidim, then you're going to have a problem. The Baal needed a get that had 10 kosher Eidim, and you don't have it. Okay, Laman, the Mishum tonight, kosher, then it's going to be kosher. Because the fact that he told him to sign, that wasn't for Edom's purposes. They don't have to be valid Edom. Now, Laman, the Mishum Edom, possible. Okay, now, Ichasum betchila, said it like this. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Ichasum betchila karva apostle, Amri la kosher, but Amri la apostle. Now, what happens if, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so we said that two are Edom and the other eight are Tanai. So Rabbi Yechanan is going to hold still, even though the first two are Edom and the other eight are Tanai. Let's say one of the first two are apostle, still the other ones can step in. Ichasum betchila karva apostle, Amri la kosher, machlaikis. Mandamar holds, it'll be kosher. Mandamar is possible. Lamaisa, you have eight other signers on there. One of the other eight are kosher. They can step in. Amrila kosher tenaihu. Amrila apostle, asi lechuv became shtaris the alma. And why would you say it's possible? Meaning, Lamaisa, they're signers. So they're there. But what's the havamina to say that it would be no good? That's asi lechuv became shtaris. We now see on the two, right, the two normal signatures, one of them is possible. We're going to, like, that takes us back a couple dafim to the other asalachuf bikim shtaris. Now we have a story. Hu damar lahu la'asara. So a person, a baal, told 10 people, kasvu get le'ishti, write a get for my wife. Chasim beitre minayu biyoyme. So v'inach mikan v'adasara yem. So you had, again, two people signed that day, and the rest of the eight signed later. Okay, so now whoever else needed to sign in it signed later. He said, "Kedai who Reb Shimon lismach labeshasat chak." Reb Shimon allows, because you don't have to have the get does not need to be written and signed on the same day. Frak the Gemara of Reish Lakish. Well, Reish Lakish held loy hechsher Reb Shimon elo la alter avam mikad vadasar yamim loy. We said that when Reb Shimon says you're right, it could be signed later. That's only, it has to be la alter, not Mekan v'ad asar yom, not 10 days later. And over here, they were signed 10 days later. So the Gemara says, "Vahi krev Yechanan svir lei Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who held this was kosher, held like Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yechanan's version, who says, no, there is no time restriction, there is no time limit. Again, what does he hold? That there's no chshash, shem epayis, that there would be a kol if they made up, if they reconcile. And people would know about it. Practicing Amar of Amar of Yechanan. I don't understand. In this last machlokes we just had, we're combining, mashing up these two. So we're combining these two. Va'amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shnayim Mishum, Edim Mekulam Mishum Tanai. That two of them are Edim, and the other eight of them are a Tanai. So why did you have to go ahead and say that? Why do you have to say, if you go like Rabbi Yechanan, then what's the whole concern here? The two people signed that day already. Why do you have to go and say he's holding like the other sheet over there? There's no shaykhah. So again, or why do you have to say he's holding like Reb Shimon? It's not true. They signed that day. Why do you have to say Bahi, Reb Shimon Levi is coming and saying we could be, right, what are the words it said? Kedayu Reb Shimon lismaych alav b'shas hadchak. Why do you have to say that? Rabbi Yochanan holds that only two of them are Edim. The other eight are just a Tanai. They can sign at any point. There's no time restriction. Even if you don't hold that according to Reb Shimon, you don't have to come on to Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, because Bahi Kiresh Lakish Sfir Lei, he held like Reish Lakish, meaning Reb Shulman Levi held like Reish Lakish, that all 10 need to sign as actual signers. So then what happened, you had two signing that day, the other eight signed a lot later. In that, meaning even though it was past Mikan Vadasar Yamim, in Reb Shimon, there was a machlekes between Rev Yechanan and Reish Lakish, whether that would be okay. So in that regard, he holds like Rev Yechanan, and he says that even if it's after the 10-day period, it would still be fine. Kedai, who Rev Shimon lismaych alav b'shas hadchak, because he held that all 10 needed to be signers.
Isn't that just adding on? I mean, what do you mean he holds all 10? The Torah says you only need to have two kosher Edom.
So no, because he has a right to say, I want to get with 10 signatures. With 10 signatures. I want 10 Edom.
Even though the Torah says you only need two, isn't that?
He told them all to write. So yeah.
Yeah, but once the first two write, then it's a kosher.
It's still a
Tanai's get. The question is, do you need them to be Edim or not?
Again, what?
It's still a Tanai. He made it Tanai to get.
But that's not going against what the Torah is saying.
No.
The Torah says you only need two kosher Edim. This guy's saying I want 10.
Okay, let me just do a quick. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly review. We've said in regards to Havchana, so we wanted to know. We had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Each one had a brisa. When do you start counting for the 3 months of Havchana? Is it from the Shas and the Sina or the Shas Siva? And like I said, we had a brisa like Rav and like Shmuel. In the halacha, We said it's Mishas Ksiva. And we had a bunch of other Amorayim who took sides. Rav Kana, Rav Papi, and Rav Ashi took sides like Shmuel. Okay, and Rav Papa and Rav Hunan, Rav Yeshua were like Rav. Now, we have said when, then we got to when does it Ksuva, is when is it Mishametes? When does it become a collectible debt, a Chayv? Okay, meaning that it's like it has a din of a milva, and therefore it can get canceled out. It can get canceled out by Shemitah. So Rav said that you need both Tifkaim and Tiskaim, meaning you collect, you demand a payment, and you drew on it. Shmuel says either one. We had a Tanya Karav, Tanya Kishmuel. Shmuel said Ksuva is like a Maisa Bezdin, meaning that it could be signed at night. Okay, just like Shtaras can Bezdin Paskins during the day, they can sign the Shtaras at night. So too Ksuba. Right, again, Lafuke, the Tanakama and our Mishnah, who said that the get has to be written and signed on the same day. And we had a story that Rav Chiya, the Ksuba of Rav Chiya, was Nechta B'yayim and Nechtam B'layla, and Rav didn't say anything. And we tried to say, maybe Rav holds like, well, we said, no, that is a different reason why Rav is okay, because they were Asukim B'yayim Inyan. There, everybody would agree that if you're Asukim B'yayim Inyan, you're in the middle. So then it would be fine to sign at night, again, because there's a call, Mishas Ksiva, so it's going to be okay. Then we step back into Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was Machshir, meaning he held that if it was Nechtav B'yayim, Nechtav B'layla, the get is going to be kosher. Why? Excuse me. Said Rava, Kivan Shenosan, Einav L'garsha, Shavein L'Peiris, right? He doesn't get Peiris anymore, and therefore, the Ksiva serves, meaning if the point of writing this man and the get is for Peiris, so the Ksiva serves as the time, anyways, Kivin Shinasan Eino Lagarsha, which is like we said, represented by the when he wrote the get, he intends to divorce her. So then he's going to lose the Paris. She's re-entitled to the Paris. And then we had a Machlekes Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan in regards to when we said that Rav Shimon holds you can sign it later. How much later? Reish Lakish said you have to sign a la'alter. And Rav Yochanan said Afilu Mikan Va'ad Asar Yamim. It was going to be okay. Okay, then we said, let's say we had the case of Kulchem, right? One person said to 10, Kasvigel Ishtu and Machlekes, when he said Kulchem, okay, meaning he had to have said Kulchem, because if he didn't say Kulchem, then it would just, you would proceed as a regular get. Meaning it's the fact that he said Kulchem shows that he wants all of them on it. Now, the question is, when he wants all of them on it, do they all have a function of Edim, or are two of them Edim and eight of them at Tanai? Meaning, why is he doing it to Levi should embarrass her? And that we said was Machlekes Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, what's the nafkamina? Two nafkaminas. We said, if let's say two sign on one day and eight sign much, much later, again, according to my number that holds, it's not going to be okay, or two sign later, is it going to passel? If you hold it their signatures, then it could passel, according to Tanakhama, immediately. According to one man, the Amar, in Rav Shimon, la'achar's man, okay, and that's number one. Or number two, the nafkamina was what happens if one of the Edim are nimtzakar of a passel. What would happen then? It depends on whether you hold a real Edom or not. If you hold it just a Tanai, then of course it's not going to passel. Okay, so we said according to Reish Lakish, it's going to Kulchem, they're all Edom, okay, and therefore it would passel. And then we said even in Rav Yochanan, let's say one of the two who held that only two are signatures and the other eight are just a Tanai, if let's say one of the two were passel, so then there's a machlekes whether we're geyser. There. And then we just had the final story that somebody said before 10 people, I mean, he was with 10 people and he said, write a get to my wife. Two signed immediately, eight signed much later. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Kedai Rishim and Lismachala B'Shas Hadchak. Okay, and we said, so who's he? We said, fine, but that is only going to one version. So you have to say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yechanan's version of Rav Shimon, which means that you could sign even much later. But then the problem is, well, why do you have to come on to Rav Shimon if Rav Yochanan holds that only two need a sign at all? The other eight are just tonight. So you had two signing that day, so we have to come on to Rav Shimon. He said, Rav Shua ben Levi split, meaning in that machlekes he held like Reish Lakish, and this one he held like Rav Yochanan.